What if every click on a pornographic image was physically rewiring your brain, fundamentally altering how you perceive women? This isn't science fiction. It's the sobering reality William Struthers reveals in his groundbreaking exploration of how pornography reshapes the male mind. By integrating cutting-edge neuroscience with deep psychological insights, Struthers exposes how pornography exploits natural male neurological tendencies while corrupting our capacity for genuine intimacy. In a culture where pornography has moved from seedy corners into our pockets via smartphones, understanding its neurological impact has never been more crucial. The $57 billion global sex industry isn't just selling images, it's rewiring minds, one neural pathway at a time. We live in a world where pornography has become ambient background noise, normalized, accessible, and increasingly mainstream. Unlike food that passes through our bodies, pornographic images become permanent fixtures in our mental landscape, impossible to truly delete. The industry's infiltration is everywhere. Casual references on sports radio, normalized consumption in movies like American Pie, and the pornographic aesthetic seeping into music videos and advertising. When criticized, the industry deploys three classic defenses. The definition dodge, what's porn to you is art to me, the constitutional dodge, hiding behind free speech, and the causal dodge, denying harm despite overwhelming evidence. Meanwhile, the internet has transformed consumption through the three A's, accessibility, affordability, and anonymity, eliminating traditional barriers of shame that once limited exposure. The result? A perfect storm where technology, culture, and biology converge to create patterns of objectification that extend far beyond the screen. Each viewing session strengthens neural pathways that reduce women to body parts rather than whole persons. And like drug tolerance, users often require increasingly extreme content over time to achieve the same effect. What begins as curiosity becomes a neurological trap with profound consequences for how men relate to women in everyday life. Pornography presents a cruel paradox, promising connection while delivering isolation. Men are wired for intimacy, yet pornography offers only a hollow simulation that blocks authentic relationships. The male brain's visual nature makes it susceptible to pornographic imagery. When viewing these images, men mentally categorize and evaluate, reducing women to objects rather than whole persons. This pattern seeps into daily interactions, eroding genuine connection. Men typically progress through stages with pornography use. Denial, I don't look at that. Minimization, it's just occasional. Normalization, every guy does this. Rationalization, it prevents cheating. And sometimes complete embrace. These self-deceptions protect the behavior while damaging relationships. The consequences range from practical problems like job loss to deeper emotional damage. Men often struggle with eye contact, meaningful conversations, and genuine connections. Pornography creates a neurological superhighway built for speed over intimacy, multiple partners over exclusive love, and fleeting satisfaction over lasting connection. When viewing pornography, the brain activates multiple regions simultaneously. The hypothalamus drives sexual behavior, the ventral tegmental area releases dopamine, and the insular cortex processes craving and emotion. Visual signals trigger this cascade through the lateral geniculate nucleus to the visual cortex. Mirror neurons create a vicarious participation experience, making viewers feel as if they're engaging in the sexual act. Brain scans during ejaculation reveal increased activity in reward pathways, the same circuits activated by addictive drugs. The process involves key neurochemicals. Testosterone drives desire, dopamine focuses attention, norepinephrine stores memories, and opiates create euphoria. Crucially, oxytocin and vasopressin, bonding hormones released during sexual activity, create attachment to whatever stimulus is present. With pornography, this means forming neurological bonds to digital images rather than real partners. Each viewing experience deepens these neural pathways, like water carving a canyon. The brain doesn't distinguish between virtual and real stimuli. It simply strengthens the most frequently used pathways, making the behavior increasingly automatic. To address pornography, we must understand what it means to be human. Many men incorrectly see themselves as souls trapped in bodies, viewing the body as evil and the soul as good. This dualistic thinking creates an unhealthy divide between physical and spiritual life. Being created in God's image means we're relational beings designed for connection. We exist as embodied persons with complex neurological systems where neurons and knowledge mutually influence each other. Our sexuality integrates physical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions beyond mere reproduction. There's a key difference between maleness, biological capacity, and manhood, psychological maturity. Many adult males haven't developed into men who can function independently or relate appropriately to women, resulting in stunted emotional growth and sexual issues. American masculinity emphasizes avoiding femininity, achieving status, and seeking dominance. Yet redeemed masculinity gives freely and affirms rather than dominates. Men thrive when facing meaningful challenges and worthy causes, natural drives that pornography corrupts. Understanding these masculine tendencies isn't about excusing behavior, but developing strategies for transformation. Humans require both physical survival needs and relational connection for wholeness. These aren't burdens, but signposts pointing to our need for God and others. When healthy intimacy is lacking, men often seek connection through destructive alternatives like pornography. Non-sexual intimacy between men and between fathers and sons is crucial for feeling known and valued. Many men, never having experienced healthy male bonds, mistakenly equate intimacy with sex. Single men face unique challenges balancing natural drives with God's design for marital sexuality. Masturbation, especially with pornography, isolates and fragments, treating body and mind as separate and fostering self-sufficiency instead of mutual connection. For married men, it violates their covenant of exclusive intimacy. Christ's redemptive power transcends all sin. Rather than remaining trapped in shame, each failure becomes an opportunity for confession and receiving God's mercy. While we can't reclaim Eden's perfect intimacy in this life, we can grow in authentic connection with God and others. Our brains physically change based on our choices. Recovery from pornography addiction works through both supernatural and natural means, supported by Christ-like compassion. Breaking free starts with confession, acknowledging brokenness and need for help. Since pornography thrives in isolation, confessing to a trusted person breaks both psychological and spiritual bondage. This requires genuine repentance, committing to fundamental change. Recovery occurs in community by rewiring sexual arousal patterns. Research shows it takes 90 to 120 days of consistent behavior to establish new neural pathways. Men need grace-based accountability focused on concrete changes rather than shame. Identifying environmental, emotional, and psychological triggers helps break addiction cycles. Small, consistent decisions limiting temptation create neural circuits that aid sanctification. The same neurological processes that led to addiction can be redirected toward wholeness through intentional practice and divine grace. Our brains were designed for intimacy, not with images, but with real people and ultimately with God. Through understanding our neurology, embracing accountability, and pursuing authentic relationships, we can rewire our minds for genuine connection. Though challenging, this path leads to something far more satisfying than pornography: true intimacy in all its messy, beautiful human glory.